Okay, the first definition that Desmond Keegan cited in his article is from Holmberg in 1977. So Holmberg said the term distance education, it actually covers the various forms of study at all levels, okay, which are not under the continuous immediate supervision of tutors present with their students in lecture rooms or on same premises, but which nevertheless benefit from the planning, guidance, and mission of a tutorial organization. So that's what Holmberg said. Well, let's break it down. So DE, there are various forms of DE according to Holmberg, and there are also, and DE can also be applied at different levels. What are these levels? It could be the elementary education, high school education, or secondary education, tertiary education, higher education, continuing education, and education for corporate education. What are these various forms of study that he is saying? It could be, of course, the first one is correspondence education, and then there are the video conferencing using multimedia, various forms. And distance education is not under a continuous supervision or a consistent monitoring of the teacher to the students. The teacher here doesn't really teach all the time to the students. And they say that the tutors and the students, they are not present at the same room or at the same lecture rooms, meaning they are not at the same space or they are separated. But even though they are separated, they still benefit from the usual things that face-to-face education gives. What are those things? Such as a planned learning or a lesson plan or a planned module or a planned materials, guidance, and teaching by the teacher, as well as there must be a presence of an organization who will host or who will manage this learning, such as a university, an institution, a college, or a corporation. So that's distance education according to Holmberg in 1977.